Joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website. You guessed it. It's KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Great website to learn more about the team at Kloss Financial, learn about their separate divisions. Also, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's every week or so, you get a little email. It's got a link to the most recent podcast, also a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. It's a really, really nice feature. Helps you keep connected with the show and, of course, keeps you connected with what's going on when it comes to the financial world. Again, that is free to you. Just head on over to KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. The telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number for the office, 608-442-5637. And if you've got a question, love to have you join us this morning. Telephone number at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And joining us this morning is CJ Kloss and our CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how you doing this week?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Sean.
It's great to talk with you, CJ. Malia, how are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was very good. It was a little warmer than it is today, that's for sure.
Yes, it was. Yes, I think it was warmer in your freezer than it is today, that's for sure. So it was great to talk with both of you, and it's such a fantastic time of year. I know there's a lot of excitement, of course, seeing family and gift giving and all the great stuff that's going on. And we're going to talk about when it comes to gift spending and other things, issues when it comes to saving for retirement, and get some tips that folks can utilize this time of year and actually year round as well when it comes to really looking at the big picture. And again, this time of year, it's, you know, you just want to spend and make everybody happy. But there's important things to remember. So we'll talk about that with CJ and Malia this morning. Speaking of talking with CJ and Malia, another great thing is it pays to listen closely to the program. A couple of reasons. One, you get fantastic information. Two, you have a chance to win a fantastic prize with the Kloss Quiz Quest of the Week. No exception this week. We'll have a chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Sephora. That is from our friends at Kloss Financial. Again, pay close attention to the program, because just about every time the Kloss Quiz Question Week, an answer comes up during the program. And before we start talking this week about holiday spending and ways to really protect things and, of course, keep things under control, let's actually take a look back at our show from a couple of weeks ago and get the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and answer there as well, Malia.
Yeah, so 2 weeks ago, we were discussing the importance of being very, very careful online safety with regards to your passwords that you have out there. And we talked about perhaps looking at putting a credit freeze on your accounts just to keep fraudsters out of your life, hopefully. So listen back to that show, because you might get some good information, again, as we're in the thick of holiday spending. So our question revolved around that. True or false, putting a credit freeze on your accounts prevents identity thieves from opening accounts in your name? The answer to that was true. Tammy of Madison correctly answered that, so congratulations to her. But listen carefully to today's show and the question that goes with it.
Really great program, as you mentioned, Malia, and a lot of really great tips the other week. So you can listen back at KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Our telephone number, 608-442-5637. And CJ, let's talk about, kind of get into this with the holidays coming up and gift spending on the horizon. I've got to guess this can create some issues when it comes to folks saving for retirement, their saving plans for retirement. Let's talk about some tips for folks when it comes to managing being both generous and, of course, being cognizant of saving for retirement.
Yeah, I know this isn't a problem for you, Sean, but for us normal people, this can be an issue. So yeah, we talk a lot on the show about watching our debt levels. And if you've listened to this show for a while, because believe it or not, I think we've done it for upwards of 15 years now. But if you've listened to this show for a while, you've heard us talk a lot about planning for retirement. And one of those best ways to plan for retirement is to be diligent in paying down your debt, because there is kind of no freer way to enter retirement financially than without debt. Well, we find that there are certain times of the year that debt can suddenly crop up and get out of control. And one of those times of the year, surprise, surprise, is around the holiday season. So an October forecast from the National Retail Federation, NRF, they're a major retail trade association, predicts that this winter holiday spending in 2024 in the United States is expected to grow between 2.5% and 3.5% from what it was in 2023. That increase of 2.5% to 3.5% equates to about a total of $980 billion of spending. Yes, $980 billion of spending. Now, a primary contributor to overall retail sales growth is expected from online shopping, online and other non-store sales, we'll call it, which accounts for 8% to 9% of the total spending, which is like $290 billion worth of, it's an increase of 8% to 9%, which accounts for $295 billion of that $980 billion we talked about before. So think of it as around 30% total of the sales is predicted to be online shopping, which is an 8% to 9% increase from what it was a year earlier. So listen, while this purchasing can certainly help to boost the economy, you know, thank you very much. You keep our stock market going and our economy going, and certainly our local companies, you know, thrive when you spend money. It can also be really dangerous individually. So you'll often hear us talk on this show about savings rates and spending patterns. And sometimes it can confuse people because we'll go, ooh, the savings rate got too high. We'll go, what are you talking about? I thought you guys were retirement planners. Savings is a good thing. Well, there's two ways to kind of talk about saving and spending. One is through the economic lens of the engine of the United States, needing saving and spending rates to be in a certain range for the economy to stay thumping. But that's not what we spend most of our time talking about. Most of our time is focused on you. Or me and what we are doing individually. And unfortunately, during these holiday seasons, we often find ourselves overspending, spending outside of our means, and unfortunately, spending a lot of money on credit cards.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, and we're going to get into some of those tips in just a moment. Don't forget, though, if you've got a question, whether it's about this week's topic or a question about retirement planning in general, we've got our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, here to help guide you. All you got to do this morning, pick up the phone, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Love to get you on the program this morning and love to get your call. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss. K-L-A-A-S financial.com and their telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. So CJ, let's get into that first tip. What's something people need to be thinking about this time of year?
Yeah, if you want to enjoy the holidays without suffering a wave of financial stress, prioritize planning by setting a reasonable holiday spending budget. Whether you struggle with holiday spending or you're just looking for ways to better manage your money around the holidays, we're going to offer you some tips or some suggestions today. So tip number one, give yourself a gift first. And that gift would be work on increasing your retirement savings. Now, I know this sounds odd. Like, what do you mean a gift? Well, listen, there will be no greater gift to you that will give in compound interest for the rest of your life than retirement savings. So I know this sounds odd, but my comment would be before you go out and do your online shopping or go out and do your in-person shopping, pause and say, am I saving enough into my retirement plan to actually retire on time? And if your answer to that is no, then we would say pay yourself first. Go into your 401k plan literally right now, log in, increase it by 1% so that you're paying yourself first before you go spend money for the holidays. And for those who don't know, a good rule of thumb is that somewhere between 10 to 15% of your gross household income going into retirement should give you a pretty decent replacement of your wages in retirement. Now, that's a rule of thumb. Be cautious because not all rules of thumb work out perfectly for individuals.
I was telling you, CJ, we didn't do a show last week, but you and I had a chance to chat last week. And I had mentioned to you, thanks to doing this show with you and Malia over the years, bumping up that it just kind of that reminder of bump up that percentage each year or so. And one thing that I've noticed is it's really encouraging at the when you get those statements at the end of the year and you're like, oh my goodness, look at what you know you've been able to do. And just by doing those small incremental little bumps of percentages, you don't notice it week in and week out, but my goodness, at the end of the year, you're like, wow. Something. Yeah, I think that's good, really good guidance this morning as we talk with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We'll get some other tips as well when it comes to holiday buying decisions. And of course, the importance of being cognizant of your spending. We'll get to see details from CJ Malia. We will do that next. Don't forget, if you haven't been to the website yet, head on over there, klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. More of Money in Motion with Klaas Financial is next right here on 1310 WIBA. And our phone lines are open for you right now, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talking this morning with CJ Klaas and Malia Cuevas. They, of course, are our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. I hope you had a chance during the break to head on over to the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. If you hadn't had that opportunity, definitely when you get into the office this morning, check it out. Learn more about Klaas Financial on their website. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. Getting some tips this week about making some smart decisions when it comes to holiday gift giving. And Malia, obviously, I think this time of year we all want to be as generous as possible. And there are things, though, you really want to be thinking about when it comes to making sound holiday gift buying decisions, aren't there?
Absolutely. I mean, and we are the first ones to say we don't want to short anybody on their generosity. So you should remain generous in your life. And that excites us when you can help other people. But really, the main idea here today is to avoid going overboard on the holiday spending. So there's a six-letter word. No one wants to hear this word, but it's budget, B-U-D-G-E-T. And so what we say is give yourself, tip number two, give yourself a set amount, or otherwise known as a budget, to spend for those items under holiday spending. So really, you know, if, I know this is old school, but if you could pay in cash, you would be surprised, I think, how much less you would spend during the holiday season. Now, a lot of places are cashless, so this doesn't really go hand in hand. But point being, if you said, I'm going to spend $500 or $1,000 this season, and you actually put it in an envelope of cash, you would resist, you know, spending more, because once the cash is gone, the cash is gone. Unlike a credit card, it just, you don't really feel it, right? So you need to figure out how much it makes sense to spend and keep to that hard limit. It's interesting. I'll have people say to me, you know, the range is quite large. People say, well, every year I give my grandchild $50, you know, could I increase that to $100? Or, you know, every year I give my children $1,000, is that reasonable? Or, you know, and I think when you have a relationship with a financial advisor, they can help guide you even on these little things, because emotions do take over during the holidays. They just do. So really what we're talking about is not just the gifts, it's everything else associated with the timing of the year. So tip number three is do your research on where the best deals are for shopping, but resist the temptation to spend more than we just discussed, the amount that you've allotted. Of course, we're all big on free shipping, so make sure you do your due diligence and make sure that's the situation for your case. Tip number four, watch out for hidden costs of the holidays, such as larger food bills. Whether you're hosting or you're bringing items for parties, you know, the mailing of gifts, etc. I mean, I have four adult children, and I can guarantee you when they all show up at Christmas, if we go out to dinner, you know, that's a very large bill. So there's not a lot of going out to dinner. And you know, they might want to order extras on the menu. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be expensive. So, you know, set the expectations. You can have a lot of fun by doing things a lot less expensive. Hope my kids are listening today to this. Tip number five, as we're talking about, don't charge it. So one looming problem that exists is that many people carry residual debt from the holidays. And, you know, it's not a good gift in January when you get that bill and your stomach just kind of drops because you're like, did I really spend that much? And the reason we're bringing this up today is LendingTree reported that as of December, just this last week, the average credit card interest rate is still hovering around 24.6%. So that just adds up really, really quickly. And, you know, again, from the advertiser standpoint, the sellers, they're quick to tell you, well, the monthly cost to buy the new TV or whatever, the telephone is only, you know, $15 or whatever. But keep in mind that either the full price or the price plus interest, that great deal might not be such a great deal. People get lured into 6 months, you know, no cash down. If you don't pay it off in that 6 months, all the interest has accrued. And that is an ugly statement you get in the mail. So we don't want people to fall into that trap. Our sixth tip is consider alternatives. So again, old school, but there's nothing more warming to receive than a handmade gift. So especially in the mail today, to get a card from someone, making a personalized video message. Maybe you say, you know what, I want to just take you out and let's go to a museum. Doing a music playlist for family members. So, you know, there's just so many different interesting ways, again, kind of old school, but much less expensive and maybe more memorable. So keep that in mind as well. And then finally, we just want to say preparing for the holidays doesn't have to be a terrifying thing, okay? If you set a reasonable budget, you avoid racking up that debt, and you can still show your loved ones that you care. That's really, hopefully, what the holidays are all about.
Really important guidance this morning, and I love the special handmade gifts and that stuff. Is, you know, those are those memorable things as well. Mm-hmm. That it's not just going to end up in the trash can or a landfill.
For
in
sure.
Here too. So yeah, really good stuff, Malia and CJ. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll be doing our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Sephora. Talking this week about being generous and being smart at the same time. They are not mutually exclusive. As a matter of fact, you can do both. And some really great tips. Don't forget, you can always listen back if you miss any part of today's program at KlossFinancial.com. And CJ, what about, I thank goodness I'm sitting down, because as I'm reading this, it makes me dizzy to think about. What about borrowing from retirement accounts or savings accounts for Christmas? It's probably not a very good idea, is it?
No. So Malia was touching on this earlier. As Americans and living in a free capitalist republic, and a democracy, there's a lot of great things about that. One of the things we have to be cautious of as individuals and families is that means marketers and companies and businesses and, you know, people who are thinking out ways to get into your pocketbook can really start to make you feel like you're missing out, right? So this concept of FOMO. And unfortunately, these little devices we all have in our pockets have not only caused massive amounts of anxiety and FOMO, fear of missing out, but additionally, they've allowed advertisers to come right to our face constantly. It's the reason why they're projecting such an increase in online shopping, because since the advent of the iPhone and other, you know, smartphones, online shopping has gone through the roof because advertisers get right into your pocket. Okay, so why am I saying this? Gosh, I sound like some, you know, scared parent or something like that. So what we're getting at here is because of the reality that advertisers can get to you so quickly, it can create this fear of missing out, or that I need that next best thing, which can lead people to making what would have been otherwise insane decisions, such as taking money out of your retirement account to go buy these things. Now, again, if you were to just be, you know, off on your own, not watching advertisers, you would think that is the most insane thing I've ever heard. Who would ever borrow from their retirement account to go buy gifts for the holidays? And the answer is, unfortunately, a fair number of people. So, you know, 401k plans, we can actually look at studies on this to see, hey, when does most loaning actually occur on retirement plans? And the answer is, surprise, surprise, right around the holidays. So if you're moving this direction, you should consider a few things before you do so. If you don't repay the 401k loan or 403b loan, including interest, according to the loan's terms, any unpaid amounts become a distribution to you. And the issue with that can be that that distribution becomes taxed and penalized if you're under the age of 59 and a half. Additionally, your plan may even require you to repay the loan in full if you leave your job. But this is, we say they may, under almost all circumstances, they will. And if you don't repay it upon leaving that job or being laid off or retiring, then again, it becomes distributed. And if that distribution occurs prior to age 59 and a half, it can become penalized. And then furthermore, you may have to include any previously untaxed amount of the distribution in your gross income in the year in which the distribution occurs and then pay that 10% penalty I was talking about if you're under 59 and a half. And finally, the biggest reason not to move in this direction is that you'll be missing out on the compounding of your nest egg as you move into retirement. So long story short, don't do it. I mean, listen, 401k loans can be a system of last resorts in like unprecedented life circumstances, but I don't think holiday shopping is one of those. So just be cautious.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Or you can learn more online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. What about goals, CJ? Let's talk about some goals you can be using this time of year to really stay on track.
Yeah. So almost the counter to what we've been talking about here, which is the, you know, kind of warning, be cautious around the holidays. Let's move to more of a positive focus on this. So identify and prioritize goals. So this to try to create some alignment between your spending and savings habits and your life goals. We do understand that sometimes it's difficult to think long-term because many of us don't consider our immediate financial decisions in relation to our larger financial picture. And it can be tough to prioritize spending if you haven't taken the time to identify your goals. So goals is the idea of positively saying, hey, what will my future self value? Right? My future self will value having financial freedom and flexibility and not having a mortgage payment and all those things. Bring that future self back into the present to help you make good decisions around spending. So again, aligning your spending with your future goals. A second thing would be maintain a budget at every stage of life. Malia mentioned this earlier. Budget is like a four-letter word to people nowadays. But and what's ironic about this is young people will often come into us. And by the way, I use young people loosely. Let's call it anybody under 45 years old. We'll just call it young person. If you fit that category, many people under 45 will come in and go, oh, I don't need a budget because my credit card tracks it. And I go, great. How much did you spend and in what categories? And they go, I don't know. Let me pull it up. And I go, no. I understand you say your credit card tracks it. Tell me what it's tracking. And the idea of this is it's great that these companies help to tell you where the money is going and what the categories are. But if you don't know that and digest that and have that, you know, change your patterns of spending, then it's all for naught. Because listen, I can tell you my parents, well, probably more my grandparents, they knew down to the penny. If I said, where did you spend money last month? It was boom. Here are the eight major categories where we spent money right off the top of their head. They knew because they were writing it into a ledger every single day. We have become so wealthy. And technology has created so much laziness in us that we couldn't tell you where $1,000 went. So be cautious with that. Maintain a budget at every stage of your life and be aware of that budget. Another thing would be, another goal to think about would be evaluate your spending needs versus your wants. So again, unchecked spending is the leading cause of budgets gone awry. Discretionary spending should be prioritized to prevent overspending. So again, back to having a budget, back to maintaining a budget at every stage of your life would just be reviewing that on a consistent basis. Additionally, adopt a positive attitude about money. So money can create freedom. It doesn't have to restrict you. And believe it or not, when you think of building a budget, a lot of people say, that makes me feel like restricted. I want to be free with my money, like I'm free with my, with my faith and religion and decisions here in America. And I go, yeah, but how is that freedom in finances making you feel? And at the end of the day, if people really live into that freedom, what they end up saying is, I don't feel free at all. I'm actually a slave to a bunch of debtors. Listen, freedom is an interesting concept. I'm not going to, go off too far on this, but freedom is great when it is contained by something. You've got to decide what you're going to be contained by. We would suggest within financial planning, you should be contained by a budget. And then finally, consider working with an experienced financial advisor to help keep you on track with your goals. So this might sound small, and I'll be frank with everybody. A lot of times financial planners get oversold, like, oh, everybody needs a financial planner. If you don't, you're going to fail financially. That's simply not true. What we would say is envision like two paths, right? One is the path without an advisor. One is the path with a good advisor who knows you, meets with you consistently, and gives you advice. The paths start out almost parallel, but one just slightly turns a different direction every 6 to 12 months as you meet with that advisor. Not major, right? Hey, save an extra 0.5% into your 401k. Hey, you're spending a little bit too much, reel in that spending. Hey, you're a little too aggressive on your 401k plan. These are tiny little changes, but envision those paths. They start out pretty parallel, but over 20, 30, 40 years of small little changes, by the end of the path, they don't look like they were even in the same stratosphere. And so that is the concept of financial planning. It's not going to be that you meet with an advisor and go, oh my gosh, I'm suddenly a millionaire. No. It's small decisions that mount up to great changes over long periods of time. It is the concept of compound decision making.
It's amazing. We talk about putting plans in place for goals, and you think about, you hear from people that are very successful, and they always talk about the importance of having goals and measurable goals and those type of things. And as, of course, as we reach towards the end of the year, a lot of this stuff is on our mind. It's a great time to start that conversation. If you want to learn more about Kloss Financial, we've got a great website and a great resource. Just head on over to klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Again, you can learn more online, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, also listen back to this and previous shows podcast. Telephone number for Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison. It is 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Speaking of the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office here in Madison, you're going to hold on to it because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Sephora. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false? Winter holiday spending in the U.S. in 2024 is estimated to be about $980 billion this year. True or false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win the $25 gift card to Sephora. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, their number 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great chatting with both of you guys. Have a great day. And I didn't even mention you guys updated the photos on the website for people that want to come over there. So.
Glad you saw that.
Yes, good catch.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, CJ and Malia. Dr. Greer joins us next here on 1310 WIBA.